Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be with Pastor Cox. You're blessed to have him as your pastor. You're blessed to have him as your pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. So delighted to be here. Amen. That I feel in the Holy Ghost that this church is on the verge of the greatest revival that it's ever seen. That you can feel in the spirit this churning, this river of life, amen. And it's just below the surface, just below the surface. That all the years of prayer and work, amen, and prophetic prayers that have been prayed, amen, has built up. And you could be one hallelujah away today. From the greatest demonstration of the love of God and the power of God that this church has ever seen. How many believes that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for all that received the Holy Ghost and baptized yesterday. The cooperation of this church. Amen. Just incredible. Amen. You just loving your community. Amen. Has so many benefits to it. Giving releases receiving. And you gave and you set yourself up. Now you thought you were blessing everybody else, but really what you were doing was setting yourself up for a blessing. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're set up for a blessing today. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm got a timer here. Praise the Lord. Amen. It says 40 minutes. If you ask my wife, she thinks that doesn't mean anything, but I promise you I won't take the entire 40 minutes. Amen. In fact, I'll hit the start button now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter number 4. Amen. And then Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It's so good to see all your smiling faces today. Now, I'm not a president. I'm not a congressman. I have no secret service agents. Meaning, amen, when I speak, you can shout hallelujah. You can get with it, and nobody's going to arrest you or take you out of here. Praise the Lord. Because the word of God is so unique, amen, that your reward is based on your response. In other words, my job is just to get up and talk to you about how good God is. And as you respond, as you receive that word, that releases you, amen, to receive your miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me tell you what's going to happen today. You're going to leave this place blessed in Jesus' name. You're going to leave this place healed. You're going to leave this place delivered. Hallelujah. You're going to leave this place with your miracle. In fact, amen, I do this quite a bit. So if you don't like the person you're sitting by, you probably should move now. Amen. But I want you to turn to the person beside you and say, today is my day for my miracle. Praise the Lord. Because you're going to be talking to your neighbor quite a bit. Luke chapter 4, verse number 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Amen. This verse here condenses, amen, the ministry and the purpose of Jesus emphatically. Amen. It's just a powerful, powerful depiction, amen, of the purpose for which Jesus came to earth. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Turn to your neighbor and say, the Holy Ghost. And with power went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. We're going to talk to you on this subject for the next few moments. Help me, Holy Ghost. Turn to your neighbor and say, help me, Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you. We worship you. God, I pray that your spirit would move in this house today. God, that you would pour out, amen, grace and mercy upon us, Lord. Give us revelation. Give us understanding. And God, we give you the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Give somebody a high five beside you as you're seated in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4 describes the fact amen, that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon us and that He will help us, amen. In fact, He will anoint us, amen. And there are two phrases I'm going to pull out here, amen, of Luke chapter number 4. He said that He's come to heal the brokenhearted. That He's come, amen, to put back together those, amen, whom the enemy, sin in society has destroyed. That those who have been completely crushed, amen, under the burden of sin, amen, under the destructive devices of the adversary and addiction. That the Bible says that Jesus has come and the Holy Ghost is here to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. That it doesn't matter how broken you are, Jesus can fix you. That it doesn't matter, amen, how bad it looks, Jesus can help you. Amen. And then He says this. He said, amen, hallelujah, deliverance to the captives. It describes those, amen, that have been taken captive and bound by destructive forces. It describes the fact, amen, that those who have been taken prisoner of war, whether you realize it or not, amen, friend of mine, amen, we are in a spiritual war right now. That the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. He's come to devour. Amen. He's come to stop you. But Jesus has come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. In fact, the Word of God declares, just give me a little runway here. The Word of God declares in 1 John 3:8, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, amen, the Son of God was manifest, that He might destroy the works the devil has done. That Jesus has come to destroy, amen, the devourer in your life. That Jesus Christ has come, amen, to destroy the depression in your life. That Jesus Christ has come to destroy the disease in your life. That word, amen, destroy, amen, in the Greek, amen, is the word luo. Amen. Luo means to unloose. Amen. To untie. Amen. It describes, amen, the fact, amen, and it's the same word where, amen, when Lazarus had died, Jesus had resurrected him. Amen. They had to unravel or remove Lazarus' grave clothes. Amen. That the Bible describing to us that Jesus Christ has come to remove everything that has bound you up, everything that has tied you up, everything, amen, that the enemy has sent to destroy you. Jesus has come to set you free. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus has come to set you free. Amen. In fact, this word destroy, amen, if I could best describe it, it would be, amen, someone untying the shoes of someone else. Amen. That Jesus Christ has come to untangle you and untie you from the things that bind you up. Amen. Now, here's real deep revelation for you. Are you ready? Amen. You got to ask yourself this question, and I wore the wrong shoes this morning because I don't have shoestrings on my shoes, but are your shoes holding on to your feet or are your feet holding on to your shoes? Hear me now. Amen. Your shoestrings were designed so that your shoes, amen, could be tied to your feet. Are y'all with me? Amen. When you untie your shoes, praise the Lord, amen, the minute you make up your mind, I'm going free, you get to go free. Amen. Because Jesus has come, amen, to untie or dissolve the power of sin and Satan that has tried to hold you back. Are you hearing me, friend of mine? Amen. That today, whether you realize it or not, there's freedom in this house. There's deliverance in this house. That you can make up your mind, I'm going free today. I'm not going to be held back any longer. This is my day of deliverance. That Jesus has destroyed the power of sin and the power of darkness. Thereby, I'm not going to stay where I'm at. You hear me, friend of mine? You got to make up your mind. I'm not going to stay where I'm at. I'm not going to stay in this place of sorrow. I'm not going to stay in this place of sadness. I'm not going to stay in this place of brokenness. That Jesus has come to set, amen, the captive free. And today, amen, with the help of the Holy Ghost, you're free right now. God can turn, amen, your nightmare into a dream. God can turn your nightmare, amen, into the best thing that ever happened to you. Are you hearing me, friend of mine? Amen. That God's grace is going to be poured into you. God's help is going to come to your location, and God is going to pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet on solid ground. I wish I'd have somebody that knew what it was like, amen, to be bound, amen, in sin, to be bound in addiction. But you went to a church like this one Sunday morning, and God filled you with the Holy Ghost, and help came your way. And when help came your way, everything changed. Are you hearing me, friend of mine? That today is your day for deliverance. In fact, why don't you lift your hands and just make that prophetic proclamation right now and open your mouth and say, today is my day for my deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. That Jesus Christ has come to destroy the works of the devil. In fact, amen, we read in the book of Acts how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That Jesus Christ, amen, was anointed. Somebody shout anointed. Somebody shout anointed. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. Amen. That when God comes to your aid and to your help, amen, he brings the anointing. Somebody shout the anointing. The anointing, amen, is the delivering power of God. The anointing is the healing power of God. The anointing is the blessing power of God. In fact, the Bible describing the oppression of the adversary in Isaiah chapter number 10, it said, it shall come to pass in that day, the burden shall be taken away. Hear me, friend of mine, amen, that generational curse that has hunted you down, amen, that has haunted you all these years, amen, that shame, amen, of that sin and that addiction that has pressed you down. Jesus Christ and the help of the Holy Ghost is in this place right now to take that burden off your shoulder. Amen. But not only take it off your shoulder. Amen. But it says that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That no matter what the enemy has used against you, God is ready to destroy that weapon. Because I read in the Word of God that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. That when the anointing comes and the help of God comes, he so removes the burden. He brings such deliverance to your life. Amen. That the weapon is so destroyed and the bondage is so broken that the thing which held you down, the thing which held you back, the thing which held you up. Come on, somebody. That thing that stole your joy, that thing that stole your peace is completely and totally destroyed to the point if you went back and tried to pick it up, you couldn't. I'm not talking about partial deliverance. I'm not talking about a little bit of help. I'm talking about help that only the Holy Ghost can bring. I'm talking about deliverance and healing that can only come from God himself. That when God delivers you, you're delivered. That when God heals you, you're healed. And that power and that authority and that anointing is in this house right now. Lift your hands and praise him all over this place. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the help of the Holy Ghost is so powerful that the Bible says that God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul so that from his body were brought unto him, amen, unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. You got to understand, amen, this word sick is a word that describes someone who's so physically weak that they were unable to travel. Amen, it carries the idea, amen, of someone that's fragile, faint, incapacitated, disabled, amen, in such poor health, amen, that it would be unthinkable to transport them. Amen, but when they came in contact, amen, with a simple cloth, amen, a simple handkerchief, a simple apron from the man of God that was anointed, the Bible says that the disease has departed. Amen. It describes, amen, a disease that has been inflicted by a spirit of infirmity. That when it came in contact with the handkerchief or the apron that was anointed that the Apostle Paul used, the Bible says that they were healed. Somebody shout, they were healed. Amen. That they were departed. Which is an interesting word because it describes the fact, amen, that they took someone who was incurable and unable, amen, destroyed. And when God, amen, got done, that which was irreversible, amen, a permanent condition, all of a sudden was turned around and God completely and totally radically healed them. In fact, this word departed means a medical miracle. Are you hearing me, friend of mine? The anointing of God is so powerful that whatever the anointing touches, it becomes powerful. And whatever it touches brings about healing, amen, and blessing. Oh, you're not hearing me, friend of mine? Amen. Well, we have these tales that we pray with, we preach with, amen, and we give these tales out all the time. There was a man, amen, young man, 16 years old, diagnosed with cancer. Amen. The cancer was in his leg, and they kept cutting off his leg because the cancer kept moving up. And finally, they cut off the entirety of his right leg, and the cancer moved up into his liver, into his stomach. And the doctor said, there's no hope. He's dying. It's over. It's done with. That was until, amen, one of the men in our church took that young man, amen, a prayer cloth that had been prayed over. Amen. And he gave him that prayer cloth. And his mom said, amen, he slept with that prayer cloth. When he took a bath, he held onto that prayer cloth. And in a matter of just a few days after coming in contact with the anointed cloth, hear me, friend of mine, the doctors, amen, on a routine test said, we don't understand it, but there's no cancer anywhere in your body. In fact, we're going to call it a medical miracle. Are you hearing me, friend of mine? That it doesn't matter what shape you're in or how bad it is or how much the enemy has devoured, there's an anointing and there's a power in this house that can pick you up and turn you around, that can change your situation. I don't care what the devil has done. God's power and anointing is in this house, amen, to untie you and loose you and bless you. I would to God that somebody would lift their hand and simply shout, help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not talking about help that comes from your family. I'm not talking about help that can come from some government. I'm talking about the help that only God himself can bring. And that help is in this place today. That Jesus Christ, amen, went about, amen, doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You got to understand this word pressed is the word katadanasto, which means, amen, to exert force or authority over someone. Amen, to test someone's knowledge, amen, or to test someone's authority. But I've got a word for you. These signs shall follow them that believe. Amen, in my name they shall cast out devils. We don't counsel them out. We don't beg them out. We cast them out. And when you get anointed with the Holy Ghost, you're going to begin to cast out devils. I feel like preaching up in here right about now. Somebody needs to make up their mind. They ain't going to sleep with the enemy anymore. And when they get home, they're kicking the devil out. You need to kick the devil out of your mind. You need to kick the devil out of your finances. You need to kick the devil out of your school. Why? Because you're anointed with such power. Amen. That he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Come on, somebody, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Her name was Peyton. She was 9 years old. She was diagnosed with an incurable blood disease. The doctor said, there's no hope. The situation is not going to change. They put her, amen, on the make-a-wish list because her days were numbered. She wanted to go to Disney World. They sent her to Disney World. They made big fanfare about it because this was the last wish of a dying girl that was plagued with an incurable blood disease. That was until God's help came to her location, and they brought her to the church, amen, that Sunday night, and the prayer of faith was made, and the power of God was released, and God filled little Peyton with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. She went back the next week, amen, to do it with a simple, amen, follow-up, a normal visit to the doctor, amen, to get more bad news, so they thought. But when she walked, amen, into that doctor's office, and they took one blood test, and they took two blood tests, and just to make sure, they took three blood tests. They came back, amen, scratching their heads and saying, we don't understand it, amen, but there is no disease in your blood. In fact, they said this, it's as if your DNA has changed. He said, we can't figure it out. All we know is this, is you're healed. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. It doesn't matter, amen, if the diagnosis has been incurable or irreversible. The power of God is in this place, amen, to turn it around. I wish somebody helped me preach up in here about now, amen, that the God that we serve is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did for Peyton, he can do for
for you, and what he did for Colin, he can do for you. That God is no respecter of persons. He's simply a respecter of faith. And the minute you say, "Help me, Holy Ghost," all heaven comes to your aid, and all heaven comes to bless you. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to hurry. Amen. The Bible says that he went about doing good. Somebody shout, doing good. It's an interesting phrase because it means doing what you did yesterday. It means giving, supplying food, clothes, resources. Amen. That giving to the poor was part of the ministry of Jesus. But when you look and you dig a little bit deeper, the reason why the Spirit inspired this word good is because, amen, the good that is done, amen, is never, amen, based on the person's worthiness. In other words, he did good, amen, regardless if the person was worthy enough, thought about enough, cared about enough, or loved enough to receive it. You didn't hear me, friend of mine. What that means is this. It doesn't matter how discounted you are. It doesn't matter how down you are. It doesn't matter where you feel worthy or if anybody else thinks you're worthy or not. Jesus is here to help you, and he's here to do good to you. I said he's here to do good to you today. Hallelujah. And it went about, he meant doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Somebody shout healing. Somebody shout healing. There's two words. One of them is a word that means restoration. Somebody shout restoration. Amen. Or a restorative healing. In Genesis chapter number 18, it best describes this type of healing where, amen, God came to Abraham and spoke, amen, about Sarah. And he said, amen, according to, since I will certainly return, Genesis 18:10, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old. Somebody shout old. And well stricken in age. Now you're not old until age beats you up. You didn't hear me. It didn't just say they were old. It would say old took them outside and beat them up. Amen. That they looked old, they felt old, they seemed old because they were old. Turn to your neighbor and say they were old. They were well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Amen. But God gave her a word, and that was a healing word, and that was a restorative word. And I've got a word for you today, that those of you that feel like you're Sarah of old, that you missed your season of life, God has the power, amen, to heal you and return you to a place, a productivity that the disease, the sickness, and time or the enemy has taken away from you. I just feel like preaching to somebody up in here that you feel like, man, I wasted so much of my life, so many wasted years, that it's over for me. I'm going to tell you, it's not over for you. It's just about to begin for you. That God can redeem the years that the enemy has devoured. That God can redeem the time that sin and sickness has taken away from you. That God is here to heal you today. Lift your hands and praise him all over this place. I love you, Lord. Come on, praise him all over this place right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. But the primary word for healing, found more than any other word, is the Greek word therapeu, which means healing that comes with a corresponding or cooperative action. In other words, if I'm going to receive help, somebody shout help. Help. Amen. I have to have faith and obey what God wants me to do. And the minute that I do that, it's not restorative, it's instant. Oh, you didn't hear me? That the minute I do that, it's not restorative, it's instant. Somebody shout instant. That Jesus, amen, when he met the man that had the withered hand, Jesus told the man with the withered hand, stretch forth thy hand. Now, if he was not going to cooperate with the Spirit, all he would have gotten from Jesus was a handshake. Because he could have stretched forth that which is good and held back that which is broken. But you can't get help if you're hiding. You can't get help if you're hiding. And Jesus wanted to help the man with the withered hand. And the man, amen, with the withered hand stretched forth his withered hand, his bad hand. And the Bible says that Jesus, amen, restored it whole as the other instantaneously. Are you hearing me, friend of mine? That some of you said, I wish I could be like brother so-and-so. I wish I had the ministry of so-and-so. I wish I could be like this and like that. But I'm so broken. And God's saying, amen, I can so restore you. I can make you better than you ever thought it could be. I wish somebody help me preach about it. Now I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Do you feel the surge of faith in this place that God is saying, if you'll expose your hurt and your pain and ask for my help, I'll pour out my spirit and I'll help you and I'll turn your life around. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus is getting ready to fix it for me. Come on, turn to your neighbor and tell him, say, Jesus is getting ready to fix it for me. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 8, likewise the Spirit also. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Tell your neighbor, say, helpeth our infirmities. The word helpeth there is an interesting phrase in the Greek because it's not found in any other place. Amen. It's not found in secular language. It's not found in any other place in the scripture. It's as if, amen, the Spirit inspired Paul, amen, to show us that there's no help like the Holy Ghost. There's no help like the help that comes from the Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And he penned this word, helpeth. Soon, antelembano is the Greek word. Amen. The first part of this compound word, it's three words. The first one is soon, which means partnership. Meaning that you can't receive God's help if you do not cooperate. Come on, somebody. If you're not in cooperation or obedience to the Spirit, you lock yourself out of your miracle. Now, it's one thing for the enemy to try to lock you out. It's one thing for another person to lock you out. Amen. But it makes no sense for you to lock you out. And you need to make up your mind today. Amen. It's my day for my miracle. And I'm going to obey and cooperate and flow with the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, some of you haven't even opened your mouth this entire service yet. You got to cooperate. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to cooperate. Say, God wants to do it, but you got to cooperate. Let's try that again. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's do it one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That if you'll partner with God and say, God, I want out of this mess. God said, I'll come and bring you out of this mess. The word soon and the word anti, which describes the fact that God is ready to take action right now. That if you could see and feel what I feel, and every time I work with this word, it is this great anticipation that you can see it in the spirit that God is anxious right now. No, you didn't quite get it. Amen. God, amen, is anticipating it. If only they'll begin to tap their toe. I normally don't tell this testimony, but I'm going to tell it. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to cooperate. Amen. I never tell this testimony. I just feel like I'm going to tell it. I hope it's okay. Amen. That we had some missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormon missionaries, that they begin to go through the neighborhood around our church, and they were trying to get Bible studies, and everybody that they met said, well, you need to go to Liberty Tabernacle. You need to check Liberty Tabernacle. Now, mind you, the people that are telling them never have come and checked Liberty Tabernacle out. They just know we saturated that place with so many flyers and prayer, amen, that they're going to go anywhere at any time. It's going to be the Liberty Tabernacle. Amen. So finally, so many people told them about our church. They showed up. Amen. The first time they showed up, it was two of them. Amen. And you got to understand, when I first got in church, I was in counter-cult ministry. And God said, no, you just preach the truth. Let them hear the truth. So we preached the truth. The place was explosive. The power of God, amen, was flowing. Amen. And they sat there with their hands closed, with their arms folded, their head down. Amen. Which told me they're not cooperating. Amen. But God said, just love them anyway. So we loved them anyway. They came back a second time. Amen. When they came back the second time, they're still in the same situation. But they're hearing the truth, amen, they're hearing the word, and finally they made the mistake of coming back the third time. But this time they brought two other Mormon missionaries with us, so the Mormon missionaries became our missionaries that were telling other missionaries about the truth. And when they came this time, amen, their arms weren't folded. Turn to neighbor and say, if you got the Holy Ghost, you need to tell your face. I always tell my kids this, there's something in my pocket and it's been there for a while. Take it out and put it on, a great big happy smile. Hallelujah. If you'll smile, God will open up more doors for you. Hallelujah. So they came, and this time their arms aren't folded. Amen. They're not just sitting there, but now they're standing. Amen. They're clapping their hands. I thought, oh God, we got him now. We got him now. Amen. They begin to cooperate with the Spirit. The power of God began to fall. Amen. One of the missionaries jumped over the seat in front of him and began to run around the church clapping his hands. Hear me. Amen. And that was a cue to our people. Amen. They're responding to God. Let's go get them. And they went after them. And in a matter of just a few minutes, three of them had received the Holy Ghost. And two of them fell out, amen, on their back, speaking with other tongues. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. It doesn't matter what religion you are. God wants to help you. It doesn't matter in how much darkness you're in. God wants to bring the light. God wants to bring the light. But you've got to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, help me, Holy Ghost. Hey, I need revival in my city, but it's only going to come when God helps me, because I'm inadequate, but he's more than adequate. I'm insufficient, but he's all sufficient. Clap your hands again and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That God is ready right now to take action. And he's right now, he meant to take away that which has been destroying you, which has been hurting you. There's no help like the Holy Ghost. Hear me. You got to cooperate. You got to yield to the Spirit. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to yield to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yielding, amen, is the absolute key to your miracle. Yielding we view as to surrender, to give control to another. And that is true, but it's more than that. Because surrendering to the Spirit is not passive. Hear me. It means to obey or to cooperate. So yielding isn't a passive thing. It means moving. It means responding. It means reacting. It means doing. Are you with me, friend of mine? Amen. In Wisconsin, I was preaching for a church up there, and I was preaching my guts out on miracles, signs and wonders, and the healing power of God. And on this side of the church was a man in a wheelchair. And on this side of the church was a lady in a wheelchair. Same sermon, same service. Amen. Same everything. I went to this man. Amen. Mind you, I just got done preaching about how God, amen, his stripes paid the price for your healing. Amen. I talked about miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. Just exhausted. Amen. Sweating, preaching, trying to get people to respond. I went over to him and I said, would you like God to heal you? He said, oh no, this sickness is God's gift to me. I'm like, liar, liar, pants on fire. Hear me. Amen. If that's the case, then Jesus took the stripes for nothing. He suffered for nothing, but he suffered that you might go free. He paid the penalty so you might escape. So we couldn't do nothing. We prayed the prayer of faith, and you know what happened? Absolutely nothing. Because God won't force somebody to do something they don't want. So I went over to this side, amen, and there was a lady in a wheelchair. And I went up to her, and I said, would you like God to heal you? She said, oh, I would love that. Hallelujah. And we always travel with a few people from our church, and our youth pastor's wife was there. So I pulled this lady up out of the wheelchair, put her arm around our youth pastor's wife. And as I taught them, they began to walk in Jesus' name. He kind of dragging her at first, amen, but walking nonetheless. And then in a matter of just a few steps, all of a sudden, that lady who couldn't hold her weight began to stand on her own weight. And then she began to take a step. My youth pastor's wife still helping her. And then all of a sudden, she took off running around that place as God completely healed her. Amen. What's the difference? Same sermon, same service. I'll tell you what the difference is. One wanted it enough to cooperate and obey what the Spirit was doing. And that was the one that received it. And I'm here to tell you today, if you'll cooperate with God, God will help you. And God will bless you. And God will turn your life around. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. Somebody shout, help me, Holy Ghost. Sit down, but don't sit down on God. I got about 8 minutes. Philippians 1:19 says, for I know this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and supply of the Spirit. The word supply is the Greek word epikourasia. Epikourasia means for the choir. What a strange word. The word supply means for the choir. So you got to go into the history to find out what this word meant. There was a choir that practiced, that studied diligently, that prepared, amen, to travel the empire, amen, and to perform, amen, before princes and kings and governors. And when it came time for them to travel, they realized they had no money and they were bankrupt. So there was a man, rich man, a wealthy benefactor, if you will, that heard about the condition and the fact that they needed help. Turn to your neighbor and say, they needed help. Hallelujah. So he gave them such a treasure, he meant, that it was more than enough, he meant, to cover their expenses to start traveling. But it wasn't just more than enough to cover the expenses for traveling, because they traveled for more than 10 years during their performance. But at the end of 10 years, due to interest and investment, they had more than what they began with. Paul will say, listen, I may be in a bad situation right now, but I've tapped into a supply of the Spirit, amen, that I've got more now than what I begin with, amen. And when God blesses me and pours out his energy and power, that God is never deficient and God is never delinquent, amen, that what he gave me yesterday, he still has that and a whole lot more, that whatever you need today, it's in the Holy Ghost, that God shall supply it. He said, I know. Somebody shout, I know. This shout, turn. Somebody shout, turn. Apo, meaning from. Bano, meaning the outcome. In other words, it doesn't matter what the doctor said the outcome is going to be. It doesn't matter what the judge said the outcome is going to be. That when you tap in the Holy Ghost, you could say like Paul, I may have came in church depressed, but the outcome's going to be different when I leave this place, because depression isn't going to follow me home. I'm going to be blessed and I'm going to be delivered. I may have came in weak, but strength is replacing my weakness. I may have came in sick, amen, but health and healing is getting ready to replace that sickness. That everything about my life is getting ready to turn around. Somebody shouted, "It'll turn around, it'll turn around, it'll turn around." Oh, I wish I had time to tell my testimony. Hallelujah. How many remembers high school? Okay. See, all you beautiful people were voted most likely to succeed. But you got to understand, amen, I wasn't in church when I was in high school. Amen, I was the largest drug dealer in my county, messed up, amen, addicted. I was voted most likely, amen, to be dead or in prison, amen, by the age of 25. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But what they didn't figure in at 19 years old, I went to a meeting like this, and God filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I began to speak with other tongues. Hear me. And they actually had the audacity to ask me this question. Do you want to be baptized now or do you want to wait? I wanted to jump up and slap them. I said, wait, I won't be baptized right now. That if my help's in the house now, I want my help now. And from that time till now, I'm living on borrowed time. I'm not in prison. Hey, I'm not dead. But God has turned my life around and he's blessed me and he's broken every generational curse. And what God did for me, God can do for you. And what God did for everybody else, God can do for you. That the outcome of your life is about ready to change because there's help in the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, put your hands and praise him all over this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I worship you, Jesus. I praise you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one more turnaround story. Turn to your neighbor and say, turnaround story. Hallelujah. I was in Ohio preaching. And preaching a revival that entire week. And they brought this man to church. He was in a wheelchair. He could not speak. I didn't know his whole story. Amen. And service was over. This was the last day of revival. And I could feel faith coming from his spirit, amen, but he was unable to control his own actions, amen, and his family picked him up, and they began to take him down those stairs right as church was letting out, and the Catholic Church was getting out, and this was the downtown area, places full of people. I thought, God, I cannot let that person
leave this house without receiving help. So I went down there, down the steps, these big steps of this church, and I asked him, I said, would you like God to help you? And the best he could, he nodded his head. He meant, so I grabbed him, picked him up, put my arm around his shoulder and his neck, and walked him up those stairs, me carrying all of his weight. Now listen, when God wants to help somebody, you need to be present, to be the vessel in which God's help comes through. Hear me. I didn't care what everybody else was thinking. All I knew was I know how good God is, and I know this man needs to taste the goodness of God. Amen. So I carried him in the church, and I began to walk him. And as I began to walk him, the bass player began to cry. I didn't know the whole story yet. Amen. And we just began to pray. As we're walking, we're praying. As we're walking, we're praying. And then all of a sudden, he stopped, lifted his hands, and he began to speak with other tongues. I'll tell you how good of a miracle that is in just a second. And the next thing you know, he's walking around the church on his own. What I didn't know was this. The man worked for the railroad. He had an accident where he fell and hit his head on the railroad track. That caused such pressure on his brain and such infection that they took out part of the skull to relieve the pressure because the brain was swelling. The doctor said the part of the brain that controls speech and the ability to walk was totally destroyed, and he'll never be able to speak and he'll never be able to walk. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. God came down, filled him with the Holy Ghost, gave his back the ability to speak and the ability to walk. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this, that it doesn't matter how bad of a situation you're in right now, how much help you need right now, because God is able to do it and God is ready to do it. Yes. Tell your neighbor, say, God is ready to do it right now. Yes. Hallelujah. How do I receive this help? But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. You shall receive. Somebody shout, receive. Receive. Receiving is the word lambano, which means to get a hold of, to reach up and grab. In other words, if you're not reaching, you're not receiving. That you got to reach beyond your tradition. That you got to reach beyond your comfort zone. Well, I'm comfortable with my affliction. Well, get uncomfortable with your affliction, because your miracle is on the other side of your comfort zone. That cooperation is the key to your miracle. Stop trying to figure it all out, and just obey. I don't know how a brown cow can eat green grass and produce white milk, but I drink it every morning and I say yay and amen. Hear me, friend of mine. So your cooperation, not your understanding, is your key to your miracle. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's your key to your miracle. I'm getting ready to close. I'm in overtime almost. I got 33 seconds. Help me, Jesus. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit. Turn to your neighbor and say, but the Spirit. You see, the change of condition happens when the Spirit is mentioned, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. The word intercession describes someone who's fallen into a dark cavern or a dark cave, and they can't get their way out. They can't see their way out. They can't work their way out, and they're just going deeper and darker. Amen. And they're going under, and it feels like they're so overwhelmed that they're just going to die. The word intercession here describes the fact that God comes and he falls in that cave with you. But when God comes in the cave with you, amen, he's not simply stumbling in. He's coming in with a purpose, because he's bringing, amen, the angels, the blessings of God, the word of God, all the power of heaven with him into that location to bring you out. That when the Spirit comes, he comes to make intercession, or the Spirit comes to heal all of your diseases, to remove your confusion, and to bring you out of life's trials and situations and trouble. I'm here to tell you, there's no help like the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost wants to come, and he wants to bless you, and he wants to help you. Stand to your feet all over this house. Oh, I got so many stories. Every one of these stories that I've told today has happened in America. I can't even get to what happened overseas. Turn to your neighbor and say, God wants to help you today. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. In other words, it doesn't matter how much help, how much blessing you've received to this point. God's got more for you. So this help is not just to the sinner. It's to the saint. It's to everyone. that needs and wants the help of God. The Bible says this. Let us therefore come boldly. Turn to your neighbor and say boldly. Unto the throne of grace. That you may obtain mercy. And find grace. To help. In the time of need. Are you hearing me? That God is saying, my help will only come when you need it and when you want it. But this word help is a very powerful word. It's the Greek word boethia. And every Roman soldier, from the infantry, the private, the general, the commander, the artillery, everybody, when they first came into the Roman army, were taught this word boethia. Because what it meant was this, is when a soldier got in trouble and the battle was too tough, and they were afraid that they were going to lose their life and they needed help, they were taught to shout as loud as they can, boethia! And when they would shout boethia, every ear that heard it, and all the power of the Roman Empire was to rush to the location of that one soldier that was in need of help and of rescue. If a kingdom that is carnal and manly understands that when people need help, we need to bring all our resources there to help them. How much more shall a God who's good and plenteous in mercy, the minute we ask for help, that he'll bring all of heaven's resources to our location and help us.
Yes, he will.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to repent of our sins. And we're going to ask God to help us. And then we're going to praise God for his help. Meaning that we got to come boldly. Turn to your neighbor and say boldly. You can't get it begging. Even the beggar knew he had to stop begging. Blind Bartimaeus. He knew how to beg. But finally he had to stop begging and start worshiping to get the help that he needed. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Well, just be quiet. Don't bother the master. And the Bible said the more people tried to get him to shut up, the louder he got. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus came to his location and asked him this question. What do you want? You don't understand the power that Jesus gave him a blank check. Whatever you want, ask it. That God was saying, because you're cooperating with my spirit, you're obeying me, you're inviting me into your situation, I'm going to answer it any way that you desire. What a good God. What a merciful God. And the man said that I might receive thy sight. And Jesus said, thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. And the man received his sight. That whatever you need today, we're going to worship God for it. And God is going to pour out his blessing. And he's going to deliver you. And he's going to heal you. And when we're done repenting, we're going to do what we did yesterday. Yesterday, I taught you this word. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, hallelujah. That I'm going to speak the word of faith and the power of God's going to fall. And we're going to shout three times as loud as we can. Hallelujah. Second time, because faith builds the more you speak. Hallelujah. The third time, as loud as we can. Hallelujah. And I want you to picture in your mind God answering your prayer. And your healing coming. And your blessing coming. The second you let out that last yah. And you keep praising God. And God's going to pour out his spirit. And he's going to heal bodies all over this place. Diabetes is going to go. Heart disease is going to go. Oh, come on, somebody. Scoliosis is going to straighten up. Amen. Knee pain's going to go in Jesus' name. Depression's going to go. Darkness is going to go. And the blessings of God are going to come. Now, I need your cooperation. Turn to your neighbor and say, you have to do what the preacher says. Okay, here we go. We're doing altar call. I'm done preaching, so the time doesn't matter. I want you to turn to somebody beside you and ask them, have you received the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues? Come on, find somebody you don't know. If they look at you like, what you talking about, Willis? It means they haven't. Tell them God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost, and I want you to grab their hand, and you be the vessel that God uses, and I want you to bring them to the front. If you need the Holy Ghost, if you've never spoken in other tongues, I want you to come to the front. God's going to bless you. God's going to help you. In Jesus' name. Come on, that's it. We'll wait on you. Come to the front. God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. You're going to speak with other tongues. Hallelujah. God's going to do it in Jesus' name. Come on, the help of God is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Okay? Bring them all the way to the front. Put their toes in on the altar here. Get them really close. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 that need the Holy Ghost. 6, 7. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is going to fill people with the Holy Ghost today. Amen. 8. Can we believe God for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to receive the Holy Ghost? Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. The man that needed help that couldn't get healed, when the angel stirred the water, he said, I have no man to help me that when the water stirred that I can get in. The parable of that is this, is I've got to be the one to help the man get in the water. God is going to fill these young people with the Holy Ghost. Now, amen. If you want God to use you, I want you to come. I want some altar workers to come and stand in front of each of these that are seeking the Holy Ghost. Come on, quickly. Come on, quickly. Everybody find one person, one-on-one. Thank you, altar workers. Presence of the Lord is here. Turn to your neighbor and say, help me, Holy Ghost. Now, you got to be bold. Say this with me. An open mouth is an open heart. That means you can't get the Holy Ghost or the help of God with your mouth shut. Right? God wants your heart. The way He gets your heart is you give Him your mouth. That means you can't use your library voice. You got to use your recess voice. Come boldly doesn't mean to come in fear. It means come expecting. It means to speak boldly or plainly. So when we pray the prayer of faith, you're going to give God control of your tongue. God's going to feed with the Holy Ghost. And you're going to speak with other tongues. And your life is going to radically, powerfully change. Hear me. Those of you that are praying for wonderful people to receive the Holy Ghost. The minute they begin to speak with other tongues, put your hand up in the air because we're going to build faith, praise the Lord. And God is going to, we're going to build faith as each one receives the Holy Ghost. That'll give faith to the next person and the next person. I feel the gift of faith in here. Now listen, if you need healing in your body, you already have the Holy Ghost, but you need healing in your body. Now, altar workers, please stay where you're at. But the rest of the congregation, if you need healing in your body, I want you to come and just form a line right behind these that are seeking the Holy Ghost. You need healing in your body. You got pain anywhere in your body. You need God to help you. Come on, we're just stacking this up here, getting ready for a wave of God's glory. The presence of the Lord is here. God's going to heal your body. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is going to heal your body. Amen. Go ahead, squeeze on in. Come on around. Squeeze on in. We need to build a new church building, folk. You have a building fund, Pastor? All right. Stelane, you need to write a check for $200 to the building fund. God's going to do amazing things. If you need a financial miracle, I want you to come and stand behind these that are seeking healing. Now, if you need healing and a financial miracle, just stay where you're at. But if you need a financial miracle, I want you to come. Because what's going to happen is this, is when I speak the word of faith, hear me now, the Holy Ghost is going to come like this. And He's going to just hit the first row, the second row, the third row, and the glory of God's just going to come in a wave. Hear me. We'll lay hands on as many people as we can, but you don't need somebody to lay hands on you to be healed. All right? Amen. So let's repent. Nobody praying for the Holy Ghost yet. Let's repent right now, and then I'll give further instructions. Jesus, we repent of our sins. We're cooperating with You. We're obeying You, Lord. We stepped out of our pew in faith, Lord. And God, we want your spirit. We want your anointing. We want your power. We want your glory. We need your help, Lord. Step into our situation and bring us out, Lord God. Send all heaven's resources to our location. In the name of Jesus. And God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout, in Jesus' name. Now we've just repented. Now we're ready to receive. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm ready to receive. Now, those of you that are sick in your body, if it's appropriate, put your hand on where the pain is at. If you can't reach it, that's fine. Hear me. When God heals you, I didn't say if, I said when. After I speak the word of faith, when God heals you and the pain is gone, I want you to find me and get my attention, because we're gonna shout and we're going to tell the testimony. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's going to heal you today. Altar workers, when they begin to speak with other tongues, get my attention so we can rejoice in what the Lord is doing. God is going to fill with the Holy Ghost today. Turn to your neighbor and say, everything in the house is going to be healed. Turn to your neighbor and say, everything is about to turn in Jesus' name. All right. Now, God's not on the carpet. He's in heaven. So get your heads up. Close your eyes. Now, remember, you got to open your mouth and praise God. After we shout that last hallelujah, you got to keep praising God. Get your hands up in the air as high as you can. The presence of God is here. I can feel it hovering right now. Get ready, because here it comes in Jesus' name. Get ready to lay hands on that person receiving the Holy Ghost. By the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus, and by the help of the Holy Ghost, I command you in Jesus' name, receive your miracle. I command you in Jesus' name, receive your healing. I command you in Jesus' name, receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! 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 Come on, praise him all over this house. Praise him all over this house.